Hey, so this is weird, because of the terrorist thing attack. Call it an attack? I mean, 9/11 was a terrorist attack. This was an attack, but it's just not as. It feels weird saying yesterday there was a terrorist attack on New York City, but I guess that's what you say. Facebook said violent incident. There was people marking themselves safe from the violent incident, which also seemed a little much on some people's behalf, marking themselves safe. Like, you're in the middle of Brooklyn, of course you're safe. It happened nowhere near you. But that's, people want to use that marking themselves safe feature on Facebook. But that was fucked up. It's a little scary. Last night I went to the movies, saw Keep Watching. It's not good, but I didn't know anything about it. I knew it was going to be scary, and it's Halloween, and what the hell. It's not a good movie. But at one point, some fucking dude just slowly walks through the theater and under the screen in a clown mask, and it was real freaky. I'm like, is this a terrorist? Should I rush this guy? Should I tackle him? And decided not to. Because nobody else was doing it. It felt like there was enough people in the theater that I felt like nobody's. I'm going to be the one guy that rushes this dude. So my need to not stand out could have, next time I'm tackling the motherfucker. I knew my buddy Samir was down working down there, and his building got put on lockdown, and a lot of chaos down there. And glad they caught the guy. My mom works down there. She works in the Freedom Tower. But she wasn't there. She works from home like half the time. So she was at home. So no risk. She didn't even text me. Usually something happens in the city, anywhere. My mom will be like, "Are you okay?" She was just like, "Yeah, he wasn't down there." I texted her. It's not. I didn't think my mom was out walking around where this happened, but she's close enough that I was like, maybe she's. She said people in her office saw it out the window, and man, I mean, I didn't want to talk about Trump, but his whole fucking. Then today he's like, "Oh, Chuck Schumer." There is nothing worse than this motherfucker. Donald Trump's a fucking terrorist. He's a piece of shit. I hate ISIS. I hate ISIS. But that's it. I don't hate every other. I don't hate. I hate ISIS. I hate anybody that helps out ISIS. I don't hate anybody else that shares other attributes. I don't know what you said. I mean, it's like this whole idea, like, oh, let's start a fucking holy war, which is the whole point of ISIS, is to start a holy war. It's fucking ridiculous. And if I also, of course, to feed my rage and my anger, I have to, like, look at what these conservatives are putting. What is one guy, this author, he's like a fucking knockoff Tom Clancy guy, Brad Thor, this fucking piece of shit, was like, it's because there's no guns in New York and he wouldn't have made it 8 blocks in Nashville or something. Yes, that's what would have made things better. Guns. A bunch of guns. I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I'm not. course, you check people out. You fucking do intelligence, do all this work that people have been doing since, you know, since September 11th. But this idea of like, now we gotta, no Muslims. The fuck? There's a bunch of Muslim people if you're in New York City. It's just like, it's just, you know, I have a number of friends that are they're Muslim, but I don't think they're that religious because they smoke weed with me. But I don't know. I don't talk religion with people. Sometimes I do, but you know, I, for the most part, what do I care? So I guess we'll look at the news. Look at non-terrorism, non-Trump news. I mean, I don't understand what's wrong with that fucking guy. It's just let's see what's going on. November 1st, episode 269. Everybody, 69 tonight for love and peace. Utah nurse reaches $500,000 settlement in dispute over her arrest for blocking cop from drawing blood from patient. $500,000. That's a nice chunk of change. Some people would tell this woman she can't quit her job. Oh, you can't quit your job on. Quit that fucking job. 500K, you could turn that into something. Take that to God. Take it to Reno. Don't go to Vegas. Too many distractions. Go to Reno. That's a place for you gamble, and that's it. You don't do shit else. And fucking turn that into enough cash so you don't have to work again. If I had $500,000, I wouldn't go gamble. I'm not good at gambling. It's fun, but I lose. Like, I like the idea of it because it's like a, well, it's like a vice and you're not supposed to do it, even though it's legal in a bunch of places. Now it's legal, like, it's kind of legal everywhere. You know, but I'm just not good at it. I don't want any money. Anytime I play cards, I've just lost money right away. You ever play cards with, like, people? Like at a card game, like, hey, you want to come to the poker game? And then I did that. These guys, they were like, we got a poker game. And it was like this big deal to go to this poker game. And I got, so I'm like, oh, yeah, I love it. I love to play cards. And then everybody just knew I couldn't even understand the rules that they were saying. I thought every time I thought I'd win, I lost. There's times I thought I lost and I won. I stopped making a statement. I would just lay down my cards like, this is what I got. They'd be like, oh, well, look at you. I'd be like, I thought I lost. And that only happened a few times. The rest of the time, I'd be like, I definitely won. Look at this full house. I'm like, that's according to the rules that we just said before this hand, that's bullshit. And look at me, I got a river flow. So they had all sorts of bullshit. I understand. Oh, I got the low. It means I lost by the most, and they get half. God, I hated the game, and it was excruciating. And then I didn't even have that much money at the time. So the money I lost was kind of like significant to me, even though it was like $40. I was like, fuck, man. And then they're like, oh, you want to buy it? You can buy in some more. You can keep playing. I was like, fuck you guys. I'm not going to keep playing. I have no money. I'm broke. You can borrow some. No. So now I guess I'm not an habitual gambler. I learned that, which is nice. I've known habitual gamblers, and man, that fucks your shit up. That really fucks your life up. Well, listen. It's time to go. Did one story and didn't even do it. So that's good. Fuck ISIS in the fucking mouth and in the ear and in the asshole. And I don't know the answer to any of this shit. I just don't want to start a fucking holy war. Let's not do that. That's not an answer. And whatever Donald Trump wants to do, guess what? Probably also not the answer, because the man is not smart and he watches too much fucking Fox News. I just looked at his Twitter when I got up. I shouldn't do that when I wake up, but I did. It's all at Fox and Friends. What the fuck? Fox and Friends is an idiot show, and you're a fucking dope. Sorry to babble about Trump today, but, you know, emotions run high. Well, we're in Movember. I will keep my mustache and the rest of my beard. See you tomorrow. We love you.